This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly League One on the BetRivers Network.
Well, hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly League One podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sports book. You're with Dan Roebuck and alongside me as usual, Steve Wiss, French football expert. Steve, we've got to look back at last week. I don't know if we're looking back at last week fondly because this was a near miss for you, wasn't it, when it comes to the parlays?
Close but no cigar, Dan, really. I mean, I knew I'd curse myself when I used the word banker parlay. I honestly, yeah, I knew it. I the only bankers that exist are ones that work in those establishments. So I promise I'll never use that term again on these shows. But really, it was the dog parlay that was so close. We had Mbappe anytime. We had Ben Yedder anytime. And we had Martin Terrier anytime. Terrier let us down, but he had two assists. Oh. How cruel is that? So frustrating, but at least the bet of the week was a push and we had a few of the strong selections that won. So it was nearly brilliant, Dan, but not quite there.
Okay, well, we've only got one final weekend to rectify that. It's the last weekend of the season. Not all the leagues, incidentally, kick off at the same time, all the matches. Ligue 1 does. It makes it difficult in a way for bettors to be across everything. And there's a lot up for grabs here, isn't there, in terms of European places. We're going to start with what is the best betting game of the weekend slate. It is Marseille versus Strasbourg. Marseille doing their best to throw it away. They've been in the top three since December. They are still very short on the futures here to finish in the top three. And it was difficult against Rennes away from home last weekend. They're minus 560 for a top three finish. You sent me your notes last night, Steve. Just want to ask you about this because Marseille plus 118 favourite, Strasbourg plus 225. You mentioned Saliba is out. You mentioned that Payet is injured as well. Saliba's more important, isn't he, than Payet, would you say, at the minute?
Payet is so important because he runs the Marseille offence, but Saliba runs the defence. And Saliba's just recently been awarded the Young Player of the Year in Ligue 1, which is a big accolade. I mean, he's on loan from Arsenal. I don't know what Arsenal are going to do with him. They need to take him back, I think, and give him a chance. But he's a big player. He weakens their defence. And Marseille, they've been limping over the line recently. They've lost two of the last three. They had disappointment in the Europa Conference League. I've got to be honest. I mean, I'm a Marseille fan, really. They're my French team, as you can see with the shirt behind me, and I'm worried. But there's a big dangling carrot. They could finish as high as second. Now, second place is an automatic qualifying position for Champions League. Third, you've still got to qualify, which is no obvious easy take. But at the moment, I would lean towards Strasbourg getting something out of this game, to be honest, Dan.
It's interesting because Strasbourg can get a Europa League spot instead of a conference spot because conference is so new. I'm not quite sure how teams look at that. Do they think Europa League is brilliant and conference league is second choice? When I looked at the semi-finals for those competitions, I thought they were pretty much each of two. So is it a big thing for Strasbourg to steal fourth or not?
No, they just want Europe. That if they got any, if they got conference league, they're delighted. And if they win, they're in, unless Nice win like 7 or 8 nil or something. Which after Bristol Rovers the other week, you never know, do you? But yeah, if they win, they're in. Strasbourg, it's quite simple for them. But equally, a draw could get them in as well if Nice lose. So I think there's some really interesting things at stake in this game. Both teams are going to have that eye on the other matches. That's absolute rubbish where they say, oh, we're just focusing on the field. I don't believe that. Everyone knows what's going on. And I think this could lead to a frantic finale, actually, Dan. And there's not much I like in this game betting-wise, but at plus 200, I think both teams to score in the second half might be worth a little nibble because both might get desperate at some point. Certainly Strasbourg might get a situation where they've got to win or get a goal. Marseille might be the same. We could have a really mad last 20 minutes, so I think that's worth a go.
Yeah, Strasbourg's last three away goals all in the second half. We like both teams to score in the second half, plus 200. Let's move on to Lens against Monaco. You want to make money. Back Monaco over the last few months, they've been brilliant. And again, both teams fighting for something here, aren't they?
Well, Lens, simple for them. They've got to win to have any chance of getting in Europe. So simple for them. Draw's not enough. And for Monaco, if they win, because of their goal difference, they're going to finish second. So, but equally, a point would be good for Monaco to make sure they get into the Champions League. So, loads at stake. I've keep saying on this show, Monaco recently, keep riding that bike until you fall off. But I've just got a feeling, a gut feeling, that this might be the one where that bike crashes, because Lens are a difficult side to play against. They're good at home. And, you know, Monaco are the favourites here, deservedly. I wouldn't necessarily be wagering on them. I like the goals here. And the price for over 2.5 is a bit skinny. But if you increase that with both teams to score as well, I think it makes sense. I think the price is -117 the last I looked. And I think that's worth a go here. Both are going to be, have got to go for it, I think, certainly Lens.
Yeah, -117. You can always squeeze a little bit more juice out of overs if you go both teams to score. There's always little different ways that you can try and get a little bit more out. Monaco are the favourites, +104. As Steve was pointing out, if you just want to play on overs, is -165. So it's a lot shorter in terms of the prices. Let's move on to Lille against Rennes. I've got down here that Lille got nothing to play for. A lot of the time when I look at last games of the season across an awful lot of leagues, I tend to think overs. I tend to think that teams play with a bit of freedom if they've got nothing to play for. It doesn't always work out that way. You know, teams are in a position because they're in that position, and if they're not very good. And also the markets can be framed in that way as well. How are we assessing Lille-Rennes here? Because the focus is on Rennes, isn't it?
There's an absolutely mad situation that Rennes might get in. Say with 10 minutes to go and they're drawing. But Nice and Strasbourg are winning. They're in a situation where they could just go for it and lose everything. They could win and get in the Champions League, lose and go out of Europe entirely.
That's incredible.
So if that happens, then what do they do? Do they stick or do they twist? It's like Deal or No Deal, isn't it? You know, you're $250,000 box or nothing. So, yeah, I don't know. My gut feeling is for goals here, because Lille, I think Lille have actually played quite well the last 2 weeks. They shouldn't have lost to Monaco. They beat Nice last week and they didn't, you know, they technically had nothing to play for. So this might be a little bit of a banana skin for Rennes. You can probably look at backing Martin Terrier to score a goal after last week. It's almost written that he will. Yeah. I don't like his price. I think he's only like +110 or something here. It's a bit too skinny, but he's guaranteed to get on the score sheet now, isn't he? There you go. So, yeah, my gut feeling is for goals here, Dan. But, you know, Rennes at the end of the day are the better side, and they might end up winning something 1 or 2-0. It's difficult one, this.
Yeah, difficult. Overs has caught for the last three for both teams, incidentally. But you're right. This is one that you've got to keep treat. With kick gloves, I think. Let's move on to Rance against Nice. Rance, nothing to play for. Nice, you've alluded to already, need points for Europe here. They can't get Champions League, but they can, of course, get Europa League. How are we assessing this one?
Yeah, I mean, they'd love to win with Nice, but a point might not be bad for them either if Strasbourg lose to Marseille, which is quite possible. So they're certainly keeping their eye on some other results, but I don't like Nice, what I saw from them last week. They lost at home to Lille. That was a must-win game. They lost the Coupe de France final as well, which was really gutting for them. And I think they're on a bit of a downer, and they might finish outside of the European spots entirely. And
that'd be incredible, wouldn't it? Because they were second when they beat Paris Saint-Germain in the spring.
I think the problem is the manager, Christophe Galtier, has done a good job there, but he has one system, a 4-4-2 system. There's no real plan B. This is still a long-term project for Nice. So I actually think if they finish sixth and the Coupe de France runner-up, it wouldn't be the worst season in the world. They would have won it better, but it's not a bad start, a foundation. But, you know, you mentioned there, and I've said, you know, Rams don't technically have much to play for, but they're the sort of team that, you know how we use the term clubs or teams are on the beach at the end of the season. They don't do vacations. They don't do trips to the seaside and beaches. They're just the sort of side, hard-nosed, determined, resilient sort of squad. They're just going to play the same way every single week until the last whistle. So I think it's a really difficult place to go. They've got some good defenders. Even recently, to actually beat them, you've got to really grind out a result like Lens won in the last minute and Marseille won late against them. This is absolutely no Nice banker. I don't like them away from home. They only just beat Bordeaux in their last away game, which is, that should have been far easier. I actually quite like Rams on the draw double chance. I've got to be honest, Dan. I think they can get something here. It's quite a good price.
It is indeed. Draw and home win, 6 of the last 9 at home for Rans. I always think with games like this, look, the market makers know where an awful lot of the money's going to come in for, and they can frame it in a certain way. And sometimes you've got to, you know, spin it on its head a little bit. And as you mentioned, if Rans are the type of side that will play their way as they normally would if it was the first game of the season or the last game of the season, you've got to take that into consideration with situations like this. And Nice, they've fallen away so badly. Why should they revert to the type of team that they were back in the autumn? It doesn't make any sense, does it, really?
Exactly. Just because Nice have to win or, in theory, need to win doesn't mean they will win. And if you, there's some sides who do, they give up a bit the last few rounds and you can take them on. But Rams are just a banana skin sort of performance. You've got to go there and play well to get the win, because they will not down tools. They're not the sort of side, like I say, they don't take vacations until that final whistle's blown. Even then, it's probably just one day out to Skegness or somewhere in UK terms.
I don't know what the equivalent is in France. Paris Saint-Germain against Metz. Is Neymar on the pitch? I don't know why I just thought of Neymar. I don't know. But look, Paris Saint-Germain have won the league here. Metz are fighting for their lives. Every now and then, Metz have had fair performances against Paris Saint-Germain. I always think when I look at Paris Saint-Germain games, that against the rank and file, against the lesser lights, they tend not to put 4, 5, 6 past teams, do they? They are a side that are efficient and workmanlike, and despite all the stars, not great to watch, but they do tend to win these games. How are we assessing this one?
I've got a horrible feeling Mets are going to survive, Dan. I really do. I mean, I don't like their style. I think even their own fans would admit they deserve to go down this season, but they've won their last two. The destiny is in their own hands now because of the goal difference. If they win this game, they're going to be in the playoff and they would face either Auxerre or Sochaux from Ligue 2 over two legs. So there's plenty to fight for Metz here, but with the form that Saint-Étienne are in, a draw might be enough. Even a defeat, they might be laughing at a low-scoring loss. So, and PSG, what have they got really to play for? I've looked at this. The only real thing I think they've got an edge for is Kylian Mbappe. This could be his last game for PSG. He's a PSG fan. He's one clear of Ben Yedder in the golden boot term, so he's going to be motivated and fired up. But are the rest of the team going to be that bothered? I mean, PSG, they've won the league. They've been a bit flat recently. They've drawn quite a lot of matches. Couldn't even beat Troyes here recently. Mets are giving it everything. I like the visitors to at least stay close here, Dan.
You like the Asian handicap as well, +2 on this one, Steve?
Yeah, I mean, the actual, you could even go +2.5, +2.5, shorter odds. But I like +2 because if they lose by exactly 2 goals, you get your money back, nothing lost. Yeah. If they lose by 1 goal, you win fully. If they draw or win, then, you know, you're winning as well. And I tell you what, you could do a lot worse than backing them even on the nose. I think there's some UK bookmakers that are as big as 16-1 here. Mets, not quite as big with Bet Rivers, but you know, this is a match, you know, they've got all the incentive. And I think there was a fixture towards the end of recent season. PSG were at home against Stamolet Ducan, who are in Ligue 2 now, and can't beat them. So it can happen. Just because they haven't lost in Paris this season at home doesn't mean it can't happen. I think Mets are definitely worth looking at here, +2 Asian handicap.
Yeah, I think it's one of those where you can split your stakes a bit, can't you? You can take some of the bigger prices, you can take them just to win. You can take them maybe, you know, +1.5, +2.5, however you want to sort of ladder your stakes. It's not the worst thing to do. PSG won the home game last season 1-0. If you're paying +2 or a bigger advantage, obviously, that would come. Just one last thing on Paris Saint-Germain. What's the situation with their fans at the moment? I know when they won the title that a lot of the ultras sort of disappeared, didn't they, before the game was finished. Are they still at the team? Are they still at the owners? Is that a factor at all from a betting point of view in this one, because it's the last home game of the season or not?
The last match at home, that all the players got given, they were cheered, but the manager, Mauricio Pochettino, got booed. So I'd expect something similar again. The atmosphere is not great. You know, it's been an okay season, but the Champions League disappointment was a big thing. So general mood is quite low, really, I would say.
Saint-Étienne next. Saint-Étienne looked to be dead and buried, didn't they? Lots of stages during the season. They've had mini revivals, then they've slipped back again as well. Nantes haven't got anything to play for here. You've got a bet for us here when it comes to the goals, Steve.
I really like goals in this game because Nantes are just freewheeling right now. They're loving life. They've won the Coupe de France. They're in Europe. They're scoring goals for fun. Yeah, they're conceding goals as well, but they don't care. They're going to finish in, I think, 9th or 10th, whatever. So great season for the team from Brittany. And, you know, they against a side that are just all the pressure's on them. And I think Saint-Étienne really laid an egg, I think, is the term, last week. They had a great chance to get 3 points against Rams, who we talked about recently. But like I say, that's never an easy game. But technically against a side who had nothing to play for, they lost at home. And now, you know, they're going to be having keeping their eye on the result in Paris. They will hope that PSG can do them a favour. And if they do, then a draw is going to be enough to get them in the playoff. But I don't know. I don't know what the result's going to be here, but I think it's going to be goals. I think over 3 Asian goals. If you 3 goals exactly, you get your money back. But I think there's going to be 4 or 5 here because Nantes are just going to go attack, attack, attack right to the final whistle. No reason for them not to. And Sante, they're going to have to try and keep up.
Yes, Etienne, just once you would have lost your money, the last 8 when it comes to playing over 3 goals on the Asian line. That's plus 105 if you're following Steve in. Brest-Bordeaux next for us. Bordeaux will be playing in the second tier next season. Brest haven't got too much to play for. Minus 106, though, against the side that are bottom of the league and have really struggled away from home, obviously, because they are bottom all season. This could be a sort of regulation home win, this one, Steve.
Yeah, I think so. I really think so, Dan. I think Bordeaux, they're not technically down, mathematically anyway, but it would take an incredible goal swing. It's not going to happen. And, you know, when a side's just been confirmed its relegation, usually the next performance is pretty bad, I think, especially with Bordeaux. The circus that surrounds this club is crazy. They're going to be the favourites in Ligue 2 next season with a big budget. But I think the players are just going to be so deflated and downbeat and kind of given up really here. And Brest, difficult side. I was looking back actually recently. I think I've certainly on this show, I've always advised something in the Brest game. Even myself, for some reason, I'm always tempted by Brest and their fixtures seem to be very, you know, bettable. Can I say it? And they're the sort of side I think they want to finish.
Well, if they're
strong
a predictable
home
team, Steve, aren't they? You know, if and sometimes you get teams like that, you get teams that you follow. It doesn't really matter what the opposition is. You've got an angle because you followed their team.
Yeah, it's weird. They're kind of, their results are kind of a bit skew-whiff and all over the place, but they're quite predictable. I just have a good feeling judging them. And I feel today, for this round, that they're going to be up for it. The fight, last home match against a team that's already down. I think just straight on the nose, back Brest to win.
Simple. 106 at the moment or thereabouts on the Bet Rivers website. Clermont Lyon next up. This is another one with teams little to play for. Lyon's last 7 all been over 2.5. It has been a disappointing season from them, by them. Can they sign off with a win at Clermont? What are your thoughts?
I like the goals as well, Dan, but the line is just too high. 3.5, it generally is the goal line here. And it might well land. I think there probably will be at least 3 or 4 goals here. But if the price isn't there, you can't force it. And, you know, technically, we're both with nothing to play for. I suspect Lyon will probably win because, you know, for Clermont, they survived last week. They're going to be maybe down-toolsing a bit now, relief, what's left in their tank. Peter Bosz is under pressure at Lyon for his job. There's rumours that he might survive. He might be sacked. It would do him, you know, it might help him if he got a nice result to finish with the season with. So I suspect Lyon will win, but at the prices, they can win. And I don't mind not backing them, really, Dan.
Yeah, minus 115, maybe best left alone, but most likely winner, as they say. Angers against Montpellier next for us. Again, little to play for both of these sides, but I like your angle in here because I know what you're going to talk about. And whenever we get these type of bets, I think they're brilliant bets. Tell us about Thomas Mangani. I hope I've got that right.
Yeah.
Because this is the I know it's not one of your best bets, but this is one I'm definitely going to follow up with. Tell me about the bet here.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I was reading something ridiculous that Angers, they're going to be looking like letting 4 players go this summer who have a combined appearances of over 800 appearances between them for the club.
Phenomenal.
They're going to lose a massive core of their team. And I'll be honest with you, I really worry for them next season. 4 teams go down from this league next season. And I think they're under massive pressure. More on that in next season's preview. But yeah, Thomas Mangani he's had, I think, 160 appearances for Angers. He's definitely not going to be given a new contract. 35-year-old. It's his last game for the club, and he takes all the penalties. He actually has a great penalty record as well. And you know what? At this sort of price, nearly plus 400, I think it's worth a go on him scoring any time, because if they get given a spot kick, only one man's taking it. And Montpellier have been in such poor form recently, they might just do something stupid in the penalty area and give it away. In terms of the match result, though, Dan, you need a three-sided coin here, and it could be home, away, or tie. I've no idea. But yeah, I do like Mangani anytime. Nice price.
Anytime, plus 380. He scored his last 17 penalties. He's played an awful lot of games for the club. You always tend to think that there's, that, you know, players want to try and tee up one of their own to sign off in front of their own fans as well. So he could get one or two chances of open play. Doesn't score too many from open play, but I like that bet. I'll be backing that one at the weekend. Mangani to score anytime, plus 380. Obviously, be bigger for first goal scorer or last goal scorer as well. So you can check that out on betrivers.net. Final one we can take a look at here. You're not going to give us a pick in this one, Lorient against Troyes. Nothing to play for. I just think goals when it comes to things like this, but this is one that you would swerve.
Yeah, I agree, Dan. I think there could be goals for sure. It kind of smells of that sort of game, doesn't it? Another one where you need a three-sided coin, really, to predict the outcome. It could be anything. Gun to my head, I would say Lorient win, with, say, 2-1 with goals. But both have just recently confirmed their survival, so I'm not sure what's left in the tank. So I'll leave this one alone and look forward to betting on both next season.
Okay, let's get some best bets, and we need parlay picks as well. Final weekend of Liga. If you were to tell our viewers and listeners to have one bet on one bet only, what would it be?
It's got to be in that Nantes against Saint-Étienne game, over 3 goals. I mean, it's a good price, and yeah, there's at least 3 goals in that, if not more.
Plus 105 at the moment. Check the latest odds on the Bet Rivers website. Best outsider, what's the dog that's going to bark this weekend?
I'm going to go, I mean, I already said Rams draw double chance, but I think Rams to actually win, to actually beat Nice is quite a big price, plus 295. If you want a really big dog, sort of the Great Dane or Irish Wolfhound of picks, then...
Mets.
plus 111. I think that could be, if you really want a small nibble, but yeah, Rams on the nose, I think could happen.
Yeah, plus 295. I like that one. I like all the counterintuitive stuff. Last weekend of the season, people think that teams, because they've got something to play for, will up their game. You know, teams are in the place where they are and the form that they are because of the football that they play, and it doesn't change as often as people think. Parlay, you've got 4 bets for us. Talk us through your 4 bets for the parlay this weekend, Steve.
Yeah, I'm not going to use that word banker this week either. So, yeah, we'll start in this parlay. Brest win, simple on the nose. And then I'm going with 3 matches, all to finish with over 2.5 goals. So over 2.5 goals, Nantes versus Saint-Étienne, Clermont versus Lyon, and Lens versus Monaco. Combine them 4 together, you're looking at odds of plus 6-7-8. A nice, juicy parlay winner to finish the season with.
What can we look forward to over the course of the summer when it comes to league? You mentioned that 4 go down. I'll get to that in just a second. We've got to look at the top first of all. Paris Saint-Germain, is the word that Mbappe is definitely going to go? Is Pochettino going to go? Are the owners getting a bit disinterested? Yes, they're going to be favourites, I presume, right now for Ligue 1 for the 22-23 campaign. What do we expect to happen over the course of the summer? What are the storylines?
Obviously, the big ones. I mean, 2 weeks ago, Mbappe, according to Pochettino, was 100% going to stay. But now it looks like he's 100% going to go. I expect him to go to Real Madrid now, to be honest. So I don't know how you replace someone that good. And they might replace the manager as well. I think you can look out for revivals in sort of Monaco and Rennes. Have had some nice storylines in the last few months and can come strong. And then next season, of course, 4 teams go down because...
What's the reasoning behind that, Steve?
This league is becoming like the Bundesliga. It's going to be an 18-team league. And so is Ligue 2. So 4 straight down next year. And it's going to be difficult because, I mean, we do know 2 of the teams already coming up with Toulouse and Ajaccio. And I've got to be honest, Ajaccio, if they survive, I would be shocked. I mean, I don't think they're good enough to come up. So
my advice there is don't visit Corsica anytime soon, Steve, with an attitude like that. But anyway, go on.
I've actually taken some grief for that. I have taken some grief for that before. I'm not the most popular in Corsica these days. Even Bastia fans, I think, are a bit against me. But
crikey, good luck with that.
They're going to find it difficult with four going down. And I do worry for Angers, like I say. I think it's good for the league, though. I think 18-team league brings better quality. I've said this, it should happen for me in the Premier League. It never will because of the money, but I like what the Bundesliga setup is. I think France have got it right here going forward, but it is going to be a brutal season for those, both divisions, four teams going straight down. It's a bit harsh, isn't it?
It is. We'll have full season preview, of course, ahead of the action restarting in August. Steve, thanks for your company over the course of the last 25 minutes. Also, just remind everyone where they can keep in touch with you and all your musings on French football over the summer. What's your social media details?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at MeMansoccerDan.
That is simple. And that wraps up this season's Bet Rivers podcast for the Liga campaign.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly League One on the Bet Rivers Network.